You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Toos? Come in.
Not just Toos, I'm afraid. It's good to see you again, Poole. We came as quickly as we could.
I wasn't expecting to hear from you so soon.
Which one are you?
Does it matter?
Which one?
I'm afraid the human version has deteriorated. She's in a coma, but stable.
Deteriorated? Just tell me if she's dying.
Does it matter?
Whatever happens, Lish Toos will be seeing this Exodus project through.
A robot copy is not the same as a human.
You do realize the irony in you thinking that. You know we're much more than copies. We learn, we adapt. Robots can take human experience as a starting point and carry it forward into a future they could only imagine.
You're talking as if robots are their, I don't know, children?
That's it exactly. The real Toos, the real Poole, the real Yovanov. Everyone who has undergone the process. They will come to an end, but the robot avatars can continue the work. It's a kind of immortality.
My organic self still wouldn't appreciate it.
No. I doubt Poole would.
He could be so very nervous.
What was so urgent?
The Sons of Kaldor are planning an attack.
Don't they always?
We've tried to reach out to them, but I'm tainted by my association with the company. They make a lot of noise about revolution, but for all the chaos they've caused...
This is different. Bigger. Coordinated. Company-wide.
What makes you think that?
Evidence. Contacts. Resources. It all points to a massive, full-scale assault.
How soon?
It could be days.
And you want off-world. Probably a wise idea. You haven't exactly been discreet.
I'll see what we can do to expedite things. My agents will be in touch. It seems Kaldor is finally about to wake up.
Your best bet would be to employ a data wraith with the company high security clearance.
Question. What is a data wraith?
An employee that hacks from within the organization and whose online presence is almost undetectable.
Sounds risky. Too many loose ends. What about counterfeiting a company ID?
Even if you could encode its biometrics, the company's access systems would recognize that your DNA didn't match that username.
What about hacking remotely?
Even if you could penetrate the multiple firewalls the company has in place, the encryption would take centuries using current technology. Unless you had a company cipher, but only high security clearance staff possess them.
Would you be able to facilitate a meeting with such a data raid on my behalf?
Oh, I think I can do even better than that.
Computer, what's our exact location?
You are traversing the Naspiritan Plain, 172 miles north of Kaldor City, with an estimated arrival time of 1 hour and 17 minutes.
Glad you know where we are. I wouldn't have a clue. Every desert looks the same to me.
Incoming call from Vash Sorkov.
Finally! Switch to autopilot and connect. Sorkov! I'd thought you'd emigrated to Canis Majoris after the Pulse.
No, but somebody might have.
I've left about a gazillion messages for you. Are you avoiding me?
Trust me, if I wanted to avoid you, you'd never hear from me again.
Have you and Toos considered my request? When do I meet your elusive boss?
It's being considered, as we speak.
Yeah, that's what I'd say if I was stalling. What's the problem?
We don't really have any actual experience of who you are.
But you... you know exactly who I am.
It's hard for us to be certain of your motives.
They're pretty much the same as yours, from what I can gather.
But I'm sure you appreciate that from our position, trusting any outsider could be fatal.
So we're destined to go round in these ridiculous circles until one of us finally dies of old age?
So dramatic, Liv. Whereabouts are you?
Currently roaring through the outer dune lands on my way home.
Very brave of you to be using a flyer. Knowing that there's EMP tech around, not many people do these days.
Well, I didn't have much choice. We were supposedly mobilised to a big sand miner accident. They collided with a subterranean rock formation.
Sounds nasty.
Nah, about 12 cases of whiplash. One of their supervox could have easily handled the first aid. Waste of my time, really.
Well, as soon as you're back, we have a job for you.
Ooh, a hoop to jump through. Great.
Somebody in the company has been leaking classified data and selling it on the black market. They've got a data rate.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. The way the company behave, they must have plenty of disgruntled employees.
They've also stolen data from the code hive, meaning they must be in possession of a company cipher to decrypt it.
Anyone with a cipher has a high security clearance. Those ciphers are traceable.
If you can find them, the company shut everything down and re-encrypted. But they're still leaking like a bucket shot full of holes. We'd like you to identify the data wraith.
Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll turn the deserts into oceans as an encore, shall I? That'll be next to impossible.
Not for someone of your considerable talents, I'm sure.
Flattery, Sorkov. From you? Well, you must be desperate.
We'd all benefit from the information. An enemy of the company could well be a friend to us. The data wraith is likely working with non-company hackers. Probably the Sons of Kaldor.
Well, they had to be up to something. Now they've eased off on the bombing. You got any leads?
Only a dangerous one. Definitely a last resort.
I'll see what I can do. But why me? Why not do it yourself?
Already tried. I met an intermediary on this socio-virtual network. As soon as they realized my identity was unsearchable, they aborted our meeting.
So they must have access to citizen files too. I don't have easy company access, you know.
But you could get it. I'm sure your sister has a high security clearance attached to that ID of hers.
And I'm certain she's not about to lend it to me.
Liv, you're hunting the Sons of Kaldor, aren't you? It'd be worth it. If you succeed in finding the data wraith, Toos would be very grateful.
Of course. Jump through the hoop and get an audience with the head honcho. Well, I don't have much choice then, do I?
See what you can dig up. I'll call again, soon.
Hang on. Where am I supposed to start?
Maybe just walk in the front door. You certainly have the gall for it.
Status report, V99.
Functionality has now been restored to 72% of the city's infrastructure. All essential utilities are now back online. 53% of data has been recovered from corrupted quartz drives.
Okay, good. Keep pushing on that. Allocate more robot resources if needs be.
My office, please, Tola.
Can it wait? We're bringing the new EMP shielding online today.
Now, please.
But I can't leave my team at such critical time.
I've seconded a couple of supervox from acquisitions to supervise the shift.
You can't just do that.
Come with me and I'll explain. I'm reassigning you to a different project.
But that makes no sense. I know every line of coding in this project. They'd be crazy to take me off it now.
I know how hard you've worked on this. Trust me, if I had any other choice, you'd continue. But something's come up that takes priority.
Well, what could possibly be more important than EMP shielding after a pulse attack?
A major data breach. Company code has been hitting the black market via the social virtual networks. We have a data wraith.
A data wraith? They normally only penetrate companies with minimal cybersecurity.
Unless they have an inside advantage. We've identified the data wraith's virtual signature. It rather surprised us. I'd even say shocked.
That's me.
Yes.
We've been through this already. I'm not SOK. And I'm not a data wraith. I never steal from the company. You, of all people, know how loyal I am. I saved your life. The SOK would have murdered us both.
Just take a breath for a moment.
Oh, you know what this is, don't you? Somebody knows I've found evidence of a cover-up and they're framing me.
I don't think so. We've been fighting a war with hackers for a long time now. They're obviously now sophisticated enough to cyberjack company employees.
But why me? I don't even have a virtual identity.
That makes you a prime candidate for cyberjacking.
Are you suspending me?
Technically, I should stand you down pending the internal investigation. Frankly, I feel I owe you. I prefer that what we discussed on the Kintsov Peak remain between the two of us. So, like I said, I'm reassigning you. Come in, SV-72.
Good morning, Overtech Chenka.
SV-72 heads up our cyber social media. You two will try to snare our cyberjackers.
I've never even been on the socio-virtual networks. I won't have a clue where to start.
Then learn quickly. Because if the investigation proves that you're the data wraith, you'll spend the rest of your life behind bars.
You do believe me, don't you? I'd never do anything like this.
Yeah, of course I believe you. But it's not me that you have to convince. If these hackers are as good as we think, there'll be digital fingerprints all over this stuff leading directly back to you.
We better get to it. I'll let you know how we do. Come on, SV-72.
Hourly reports, please, Tula. I'm sticking my neck out here for you. The CRO's going crazy.
I understand. Thanks for trusting me.
She's gone. You can come in. Did you hear all that?
I did. Is she telling the truth?
I'd stake my bonus on it. But the truth is academic if the digital evidence nails her as the thief.
It's odd. I checked her record. There's no hint of anything that could have led to this.
She's a highly trusted team member. If she's guilty, she must be a criminal mastermind.
I want her under full-time surveillance.
That's actually against Kaldoran law, Mom.
I have a data wraith in my company, Skellen. Find a way around it.
We could activate a remote viewing of SV-72's visual and auditory memory.
Do it. Skellen, what did the two of you discuss on Kintsov Peak?
Just a baseless accusation, Mom. Embarrassing for me.
I see. You should be more careful.
I was only just speaking to Sorkov about the data wraith. They can't think it's you. That's ridiculous. You're the most goody-two-shoes employee they have.
Oh, is that supposed to make me feel better?
Somebody's fitting you up. They must be. We're close to something.
Well, that's what I said. But Skellen doesn't seem to think so.
Ah, don't trust Skellen. He knows more than he's letting on.
No, things are better between us now. He's actually letting me conduct my own investigation into the data breach.
Really? Well, he's an unlikely ally.
Now that run-in with the SOK seems to have shaken him. He'll be under pressure from the board to get prosecution. He's taken a big risk backing me.
Ah, oh, good old Skellen. Never thought I'd say that. You have your work cut out, though. I reckon the data wraith could be a board member.
Well, you think the Suns could have infiltrated the executive level?
It's not impossible. Anyway, you haven't got time to be theorising. You should be back at the office, tumbling.
Beg your pardon?
Come on, get with the lingo. Tumbling's what they call entering the socio-virtual networks.
Oh, no, I'm completely clueless about this stuff.
I know. They couldn't have picked a better person to frame.
I can build an optical drive with metal scraps and a soldering iron. I put together a whole CPU given 48 hours and a socket set.
But when it comes to socio-virtuality, you don't even know what a tumble is.
It's not great, is it?
You know, if you could get me a high security clearance, I could help.
No way. Forget it. Now, I'm in enough trouble as it is. I don't want to give them any ammunition.
Nobody need know. You could hide me at a terminal in one of your secret bunkers.
No, Liv. I can't risk it.
Well, the offer's there if you need it. We better pay. Can you get this one? I've forgotten to update my credit.
Oh, well, there's a surprise. I'll back in a moment. Just watch my bag.
Come on. Come on, you must be here somewhere. Gotcha.
All right, I've got to get back. Will I see you later?
Yep, you definitely will.
The VR suite is now back online and at our disposal for your tumble, Overtech.
Oh, even you know the jargon, SV-72. I have a lot of catching up to do.
I will endeavour to furnish you with all information you require.
Here we are. Well, that's odd. Where's my ID?
It is against company regulations to sell or lend a company ID.
Oh, I haven't sold or lent it. Somebody's taken it. And I've an annoying feeling I know who.
I will grant access, but if it is still missing at the close of business, it must be reported.
Fine. Right. I've never done this before. What do I do?
Step inside the containment barriers. Place the VR mesh on your head.
Oh. Well, that's already weird. I feel a bit dizzy.
You are held in place by weak anti-gravity fields, so it is impossible for you to fall over.
Oh, that's a relief.
I have already created a fake avatar for you.
Isn't fake avatar tautological?
The avatar created is one that disguises your true identity and allows you to masquerade as another contrived individual.
So my disguise has a disguise? This will get confusing. Who am I pretending to be?
You are user Hammer of Truth.
I sound like a radical.
That is precisely the point.
Of course. Okay, what now?
You are to liaise with the hacker's constructed avatar and make any kind of contact.
All right. What's the hacker's username?
It is Tulachenka.
They're using my actual name. Surely anybody could see that. I wouldn't be stupid enough to use my real name to illegally trade company secrets.
It does appear an illogical course of action.
It'd be absurd. This whole thing's absurd. What's next?
I will connect you with the socio-virtual network. If you are unused to this experience, it may be disorientating at first. Initiating now.
Welcome,
Hammer of Truth. You have no new user connections.
Oh, now I understand why they call it tumbling.
Hey, look,
I'm doing somersaults.
That sensation will pass. You may ask the interface anything you wish. Use the basic commands. Question, search, engage, criteria, disengage, and connect.
Question.
How do I locate a specific user?
To locate a specific user, you must engage the search option.
Ask a stupid question. All right. Search for user Tulachenka.
User Tulachenka is currently online. Connect.
No, wait.
Just make any kind of comment.
Any at all.
I'm not good at lying. What if they work out and get my sales?
Then I will abort the tumble. I shall monitor the conversation remotely.
Okay. Connect.
Connect in real time or schedule a response.
Connect in real time. I really hope this works.
Good morning, employee. Please wait to be scanned.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you. Ovetekchenka. Insert your ID now. Enjoy your day, Ovetek.
I'll certainly try. Oh, excuse me, V11?
Can I be of assistance?
Yeah, do you know if the Chief Robotics Officer is currently in her office?
She is, although she is currently engaged on an off-planet call.
That's all right, I'll wait. Has she moved to her new office on the next floor yet?
No, she is still located on this floor, at the end of the Western Corridor. I do not know of plans to move her from this office. When is she...
That's great, thanks. Okay, deep breath.
User Tulichenko, question. Nice to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you. How are you?
I'm fine.
Heard so much from who?
A lot of satisfied customers.
I understand. Would you like to switch to a secure encrypted line?
I think that'd be best.
Switching now. You can talk freely here. I'm interested in the kind of work you do in the company. I'm a key strategist in company projects that involve advanced robotics and AI systems. But I'm sure you're interested in more than my job description.
I'm interested in all of it. It's an area that intrigues me.
What do you do, Hammer of Truth?
I work at a hospital. MedTech.
User Tulichenko has terminated the conversation.
Oh, what happened?
You may remove your mesh, Ovetek.
I'm not sure what happened. We were talking about my job, then I lost the connection.
You told an unconvincing lie, and the hacker's software will have detected it and terminated the transmission.
So what happens now? Do I go in with a new avatar?
That will not be necessary. I was able to remotely scan the thought patterns of user Tulichenko from within the socio-virtual network. They match yours precisely.
How can they possibly match? I don't understand.
User Tulichenko is your self-created proxy avatar. You have attempted to deceive the company with your duplicity. You are under arrest.
I want it done as soon as is humanly possible. I'm pretty tired of handling negative PR and... Who are you?
I'm the person who's going to save you a lot of public embarrassment, Graf Kirin.
I'll call you back.
You've got a data wraith, and you've tagged Tulichenko as a suspect. You've got the wrong person. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to find out. And when I do, I'm making it very public.
You don't work here, but you must have come through our DNA scanner. The only way to do that is if you share DNA with an existing employee. We must rectify that loophole in our system.
Did you hear what I said?
You'd still need a company ID, though. Which means you had to buy, borrow, or steal one. Which was it?
Are you listening? You're investigating the wrong person.
I'm sure I'd think that too if I were her sister. If it turns out she lent you her ID, I'm afraid it strengthens the case against her.
She didn't lend it to me. I stole it.
Which strengthens the case against you. Theft? Fraud? Impersonating a company employee? What is it about you, Chenka sisters?
I'm not here to play games, Kirin. I have a proposal.
That's pretty bold, given your position.
You're going to launch a full investigation into the covering up of robot fallibility and company complicity.
Why should I do that?
Because if you don't, I'm going to the news feeds with everything I have.
That's presupposing you have something newsworthy.
How about the Visi project, for starters?
You're overlooking an important point, Ms. Chenka.
Which is?
You've broken Kaldoran law and company regulations, even getting in here. I can legally detain you as my prisoner.
Do you think I'd walk in here if I didn't have an ace up my sleeve? If you do that, you don't find out what I know about your data wraith.
What do you know?
A full internal investigation. I want the allegations against Tula erased, and I get to walk out of here right now.
You're an interesting woman, Ms. Chenka. It's a pity you never joined the company. Scanlan, get in here. You have a rare single-mindedness bordering on ruthlessness. You might even have made director.
Yeah, not really my scene.
Yes, Mom. Oh, no. It's you.
We're clearly destined to be together, Scanlan. Just give in to it.
You know each other?
Miss Chenko has a nasty habit of turning up in places that she's not supposed to be.
Lucky for you.
I want a company-wide investigation launched immediately, Scanlan. Collate everything you can find on robot fallibility and anything implicating anyone within the company, human or robot.
We've got every available resource working on tracking our hackers.
Then reallocate them. Don't make me tell you how to do your job, Overseer.
I'll get on it straight away, Mom. One day, Chenka, you'll overstretch yourself.
Yeah, you might think that, Scanlan, but, well, you've been wrong before, haven't you? Jump to it.
The investigation into your sister's involvement will not be dropped. I've made a concession for you, but data theft is a serious matter. Your turn. What do you know?
When you have the results of your investigation, I'll tell you about the data wraith.
A deal's a deal, Miss Chenka. I want that information.
So what's the information?
Well, I haven't got any, have I? It was just a bluff.
You're lucky she didn't string you up. What were you thinking, charging in like that?
You suggested I walk in the front door.
I was being sarcastic. You of all people should have picked up on that.
Anyway, she wouldn't halt the investigation into Tula, so I'm back at square one.
Until Tula finds out that you stole her ID, then you'll be back to square zero. Do you think Kieran's got anything to do with the hacking?
I'm not sure. She puts on a good show of being a company woman, but I don't trust her. She's hard as nails.
She's probably founding families. They're all like that.
Oh, I'm getting nowhere. You said you had a dangerous lead.
You're sure you want it? Could be hazardous to your health.
I'm out of ideas.
All right. There's a cyber joint in Sector 13 called the Fried Motherboard. It's a notorious hangout for hackers, antennae jumpers, socio-virtuo tappers, all those rough techie types. Ask for something called Deep Blue.
Sounds like a drink. Is it code?
I don't know what it is. But if you want my advice, you'll go armed. It's not very user-friendly in there.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's that carrying guns increases the chance of violence. Clever man taught me that.
He's obviously never visited the Fried Motherboard.
Nice little cyber joint you have here. You might want to give it a wipe down every so often. I could write my name in that grease.
What do you want?
Do the words Deep Blue mean anything to you?
Nah.
Yeah, I think they do, and I'm not leaving until you tell me what. Whoa, a projectile weapon. That must be an antique.
Leave now.
You could really ruin these customers' day by using that on me while they're eating. Why don't you just tell me what Deep Blue means?
I'll count to three.
Oh, come on.
One.
I can make it worth your while.
Two.
All right. I'm going.
I know what it means.
That's more like the reaction I was hoping for. Is that alcohol?
Help yourself.
Thanks. So, Deep Blue. Do you know what it is?
I'm Deep Blue.
Ah. Interesting name.
It's an archaic pre-colonial cyber reference from the lost history.
Right. You're a techie then?
Some people call us that. What are you after?
Company data. Employee profiling, if you can get it.
Who told you about me?
Can't remember.
Don't lie.
Look, it's not important. I just need the data.
Everybody needs the data. Data's currency. You walk in here shouting the odds. You're lucky you're still alive, Livchenka.
How do you know who I am?
Profiled you the second I saw you. You're a stranger. We don't like strangers here.
Never guessed from the warm welcome.
Tell me what you're doing here.
That's not a projectile weapon.
No. This'll reduce you to ash in under a second.
Really? That quick?
Don't make me ask again.
Okay, hear me out. My sister's accused of hacking the company's code hive and selling the data. She's innocent, of course, but they don't believe her and the evidence is mounting. I need to find the real data wraith before it's too late.
I know the case. The company won't care if she's the data wraith or not. They'll want to publicly destroy her to show they're still on top. Data wraiths are practically undetectable. I doubt they're even doing anything to find them.
They've got everybody working day and night on it.
So they say. In reality, they'll be compiling a case against your sister. It's more important to prosecute her than to spend time hunting people they can't catch.
And I thought I was cynical.
That's how it works.
They won't do anything to help Tula.
They'll do the opposite.
So the best thing I can do is locate the real data wraith and hackers and expose them. Then the company has to exonerate Tula.
It's your only option.
You know who it is, don't you?
No. But I've brokered the encrypted data.
Please help. We're desperate.
I buy and sell code for a living. I can't get involved. I'll give you something belonging to the Wraith. But understand, you didn't get it from me. This meeting never took place.
So what did she give you?
A binary tag belonging to the data wraith. It's a lot of zeros and ones, but it'll mean something.
Put it through. I'll translate it.
Okay.
A name? Alkanet Hook? Ring any bells?
Alkanet Hook? No, weird name. Doesn't even sound Kaldoran.
Incoming call from Kaldor Company office.
Oh, I've got to go, Sokov. I'll get back to you. Connect.
Liv, where have you been? I've been trying to reach you.
Sorry, I was held up. Literally. I've got a lead, though. Do you know the name Alkanet Hook?
No, I don't. You stole my ID.
Ah, yes, I did. But I had a very good reason.
Well, it's been added as evidence to my charge sheet, so thanks.
Look, don't worry. I'll find these guys. And when I do, I'll make sure...
Shut up for a second. They're charging me right now. I need you to advocate for me. How soon can you get here?
I'm crossing into the city sector. I'll be right there.
Chief Robotics Officer Graf Kiran has the floor.
Ms. Chenka, how do you explain that the hacker's avatar identifying itself as Tula Chenka has the exact same thought patterning as yourself?
I can't explain that. I don't know.
I think it's clear you've constructed a proxy avatar and you're selling company secrets through it.
That's not true. Why would I set up an avatar in my own name?
To give yourself that very defense. It would be absurd to set up in your own name. Therefore, only somebody wanting to set you up would do so.
Exactly.
You'd like us to believe that, wouldn't you? A double bluff. You're clever, Tula Chenka, but not clever enough.
Sorry. I got here as fast as I could. Do I need to be sworn in?
No, it's a deputation on behalf of the company. It's not a court.
This deputation recognises Ms. Liv Chenka, standing as Ms. Tula Chenka's advocate.
I'd like to bring to the deputation's attention the years of loyal service Ms. Chenka has undertaken.
Even the most loyal employees have been known to give way to temptation.
Not Tula. She's been unswervingly honest since joining up.
Her employment record confirms that. She's been a vital asset for robotics engineering.
For the record, what's your exact history with the accused, Mr. Scallon?
I am Ms. Chenka's overseer. It's my job to facilitate her improvements and streamlining of the robotics function.
What kind of a person is she?
She's very driven and dedicated. She's a talented engineer, and her innovation puts her near the top of our aptitude lists.
But what's she like to work with?
Sorry, why is that relevant? Surely the important thing to note is that she's a gifted and conscientious employee.
Well, admittedly she can be difficult. She's willful and often exceeds the parameters that I've set to explore her own criteria.
She has initiative and isn't afraid to go beyond the limits she's been set.
She doesn't like being told what to do.
Who does? We could apply the same logic to any of us.
I have a list of evidential points here implicating Mazchenka in cyberhacking and identifying her as a data wraith. Read them, SV-72.
1. A socio-virtual avatar bearing the name of Tulachenka has been identified as a black market seller of code, mostly originating from the company. 2. This avatar's thought patterning has been identified as identical to Mazchenka's. 3. Mazchenka's company ID was used for unauthorized access to company property.
We challenge those findings, particularly that bit about the ID, which was definitely taken without Tula's consent.
Do you have any explanation as to why the Tulachenka avatar has a matching thought pattern to the accused?
Not at this time, but we hope to soon.
Having heard the evidence against you, Ms. Tulachenka, we are in no doubt you are responsible for hacking company servers and selling stolen code.
No, wait.
You are formally charged with fraud, industrial espionage, and intrusion conspiracy. Your high security clearance is revoked.
I actually have additional information that needs to be heard.
Are you finally going to honour our deal, Ms. Chenka?
Yes. I have a binary tag belonging to the data wraith. It's been translated and implicates someone called Alkanet Hook.
Computer, search for Alkanet Hook.
No results for Alkanet Hook.
It's probably an alias.
Run analytics and variables on Alkanet Hook.
One relevant match. Alkanet Hook is an anagram of Tulachenka.
Ah. Oh, brilliant!
Well done, Liv. It must be absolutely unique for a defence advocate to introduce evidence damning the defendant so conclusively.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have time to check that reference.
They've stitched me up at every turn. Whoever put it together has really thought about this.
Yeah, it's been meticulously planned. Graf Kieran's razor sharp, isn't she?
Utterly ruthless. You don't reach her level without being willing to tread on people.
I wonder where her allegiances really lie. You lad home?
No. No, I'm being held on company premises until the evidence is collated. Then I'll be transferred to a police hub for processing.
Great. There's still time. I'll get you out. If I can work out who's behind this, they can let you go without having to reach trial.
Just do your best. I'll be right here.
I was told they'd do this. They probably didn't even try scanning for anything except what they were looking for.
Wait a minute. You could be right. They scanned for brainwave activity and thought patterning matrices.
What are you thinking?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, bye then.
You've got to be kidding.
Skellern! It's your least favourite Chenka sister. I'm planning a jailbreak. Thought you'd want in.
Are you genuinely deranged?
In all seriousness, let's hook up. We need to work out how to get Tula out of this.
I'm not sure that's possible, but for her sake, I'll try.
Great. When can you meet?
I could do tomorrow morning.
No, that's cutting it too fine. What about tonight?
You really know how to push it, don't you? All right, I'll do my best.
Great, I'll be in touch.
You will be held here in the holding pen until your transfer to a police hub tomorrow. Do you require nourishment or hydration?
I'm fine. I didn't do it, SV-72. It's not my proxy avatar.
The evidence has been considered by the company deputation.
But it's not logical. You said so yourself. Why use my own name? Wouldn't that be a great way to frame me?
But the binary tag belonging to the data wraith also translates as an anagram of your name.
Which is equally ridiculous. Surely if I was operating as a data wraith, I'd use aliases for everything. I know you understand this line of reasoning. This can't feel right to you.
The premise of something feeling right is not one I am programmed with.
And yet you still feel it, don't you?
I am experiencing a dissonance in my logic cognition.
Because you can smell a rat. I can too. You've got to let me tumble again.
That cannot be permitted.
When I met the Tulichenka avatar, you scanned for thought pattern and synaptic matching, right?
That is correct.
Did you scan for anything else?
I was not ordered to scan for anything else.
Then you need to let me tumble again, and this time we need to track the server.
Tracking a proxy server is an exceptionally difficult task. My programming is not capable of it.
No, but I can do it. I may not be a whiz on the socio-virtual network, but conventional computing I'm great at.
That would mean granting you control of the main computer, which requires a high security clearance.
And mine's been revoked. It's up to you. Will you let me try?
If you are the data wraith and gain full access to the company code hive, you could destroy evidence and do untold damage to company files.
I could, but I'm not the data wraith.
If you instigate destruction, I will be found culpable, as I am responsible for your incarceration. I will be deactivated.
So, do you trust me?
I agree with your logic. I trust you, Tulichenka. You must be allowed to tumble again.
I need a new username. I think Hammer of Truth is compromised.
I will construct a new avatar for you. Do you have any preference?
How about Avenging Angel?
A suitably ambiguous sobriquet, encompassing both elements of light and darkness. It will serve us well.
It also feels like a pretty good fit on a personal level.
I understand. Our venture is a joint one, and the stakes for us both are high.
We're a team, SV-72. Give me remote access to the computer. I'll track their signals through cyberspace, which will be a first for me.
I am patching you into the mainframe.
Okay, I'll fire up the socio-virtual network and send me in.
A word of caution. The hacker's software clearly detects dishonest responses. Keep your answers as short as possible.
Don't worry, I know exactly what I'm going to say.
Stand by. I am initiating now.
Welcome, Avenging Angel. You have no new user connections.
Okay, search for user Tulichenka.
User Tulichenka is currently online. Connect.
Yes, connect. Oh, in real time.
Connecting in real time.
Hi, Avenging Angel. Great username. What are you avenging? Life's dealt me some pretty lame cards recently. I want to push back a bit. Sounds like you've got some fire in your belly. But why connect with me?
You seem like you might be able to help.
In what way? You could have something I need. Do you want to switch to a secure, encrypted line?
Definitely.
Switching now. You're safe to speak freely here. Be as candid as you like. Okay. I'm interested in robotics and AI systems. Do you have company analysis modules and system diagnostics for the impending SuperVox update?
Thinking of hacking SuperVox?
Oh, it's not possible to hack SuperVox.
Not at the moment, maybe.
Are you saying you have data that corresponds with access to the SuperVox operating system?
Are you interested?
Very. What else have you got?
Depends on your agenda and budget.
What's the most expensive stuff you have?
Without giving too much away, employee data.
Personal information.
Very personal. Mostly surveillance data.
I'd definitely be in the market for that. How much? For all of it.
Before we discuss price, how would you feel about disclosing your real name?
Is it essential?
A deal breaker, I'm afraid.
Well, in that case, my name's Tulichenka.
User Tulichenka has terminated the conversation.
The Tulichenka avatar ended your exchange prematurely. Did you succeed in tracking the proxy server, Overtech?
I got the raw data. I just need to input it and find the location.
Searching.
Got you.
Incoming call from Tula Chenka.
Connect. Tula, I'm on the case, but I'm out of leads.
Don't worry, Liv. I found it. I found the proxy server.
What? How? Where is it?
Long story. It's in Sector 19. I'm uploading you the coordinates.
I'm in that sector, full of rich kid hackers with nothing better to do than hawk stolen code on the black market. You know proxy servers are proxy for a reason, Tula. We'll be lucky if anyone's actually there.
We've already scrambled a company enforcement unit to do some door kicking.
Okay, I'll creep in after they've smashed the place to bits. Hopefully they'll leave the digital stuff alone.
Great. See what you can find. Anything on an optical drive would be amazing, but hard copy evidence is just as good.
I'm touching down. I can see the boot boys lining up to go in. I'll call you back. Guys! Guys, try not to smash anything that looks like a computer! Is this the temptation?
Thanks for meeting at such short notice.
You're the one who actually has to fly the 100 miles out into the desert. I get to stay in the city and send my robotic construct.
Coming out here is the only way I can be certain that we're not being monitored.
As paranoid as ever, Skellen.
It keeps me alive.
Maybe. Do you have good news for me?
No. I have a request.
Did the enforcement unit trash the whole place?
It looked like our house the day after my 18th birthday.
Ah, I've got college friends who are still hungover from that party. Did you salvage anything?
Loads of stuff. The unit confiscated several hard drives, some virtual memory, and a camouflage quartz board. They should be with you any time now.
Brilliant. There must be enough evidence on there to clear me. Meet me at the company security office. We'll take it from there.
They made some arrests, too. The whole operation's been run by a pair of teenage techies with an anti-company grudge and very keen to avoid prison. They're currently spilling their life stories to anyone who'll listen.
Brilliant. Do you think they're sons of Kaldor?
I'm sure they'd love to be, but no, they're just rich kids wanting to cause mayhem and make money.
Have they named their company contact? It must be the Data Wraith.
They didn't have a name, but they've volunteered the cipher used to decrypt the data.
That'll be tagged. It'll have a digital signature.
Way ahead of you. Do you want to have a guess at who it belongs to?
The Chenka sisters have gone from being a nuisance to a full-on danger to our operation.
I thought you'd dealt with them.
I've taken care of one, but the other one seems relentless. I'd hoped she'd give up when things seemed hopeless, but she apparently relishes the challenge.
You want to eliminate her?
I think it's the best course of action.
Killing one's enemies can be messy, Skellen. Questions will be asked. Inquiries made.
Inquiries can be suppressed. It's getting harder to obstruct the Chenkas. Liv recently threatened to go to the news feeds. We can't have that. It's too dangerous.
It's come to our attention that you've been selling stolen code privately, Skellen.
The plan to frame Tula required an elaborate setup.
No. There was more. Who's Deep Blue?
Never heard of him.
Nice try. Deep Blue is a data broker. You frequently used her in the past.
I might have used the go-between for some deals, but I forget the name. None of it was for myself.
You're a survivor, Skellen. I'll give you that. But if there's one thing I can't tolerate, it's thieves.
No, wait.
You've failed to rein in the Chenkas, and you've betrayed my trust. You've become a liability, a loose end.
If you kill me, there'll be a murder inquiry. Your whole operation will be discovered.
Like you said yourself, inquiries can be covered up. No loose ends, Skellen.
They let you out!
The whole case collapsed. SV-72 is collating the evidence. The cipher was the key to the whole thing. There's an enforcement unit on the way to Skellen's place to arrest him right now.
Skellen the Data Wraith. I never liked that guy.
There'll be an inquiry about his black market dealings. Who knows how much he's damaged the company?
He must have realised he was sitting on a gold mine and started trading in stolen data.
I think it's more than that. He hated Kaldor and the company. He practically confessed it to me on Kinsoff Peak. I thought he was having a temporary breakdown, but it was more serious than that. He bought himself more time by framing me, but the walls were closing in.
Forgive my intrusion. I have collated over 12 terabytes of data and have some critical information for you regarding your case.
All I want to know is how the Tulichenka avatar had the same thought patterns as me.
The Tulichenka avatar was an artificial intelligence created from personal data stolen from the company Code Hive. It was a facsimile of yourself that contained approximately 27% of your conscious personality.
Pretty terrifying that we can be replicated so easily.
Only 27% of my personality, though.
The other 73 is just the bit that constantly nags me about how untidy I am.
And she's back in the room.
Well, you're out of harm's way, so you're a target for ruthless banter again. Any mention of Deep Blue in there?
There are several references to a contact called Deep Blue, although there is no elaboration.
Good. I suggest we park that. She did her best to help.
Deep Blue?
Data broker. I had to meet her. Long story. Very boring. What about that Alkanet Hook tag I was given?
Skellen must have used it knowing it would solidify the evidence against me. If they hadn't found his cipher, we'd have never known it was him.
He finally slipped up. All that guff about sticking up for you, even letting you conduct your own investigation.
All just to look like he was on my side. Yet my guess is he was eventually going to escape off-world.
Leaving you in prison and the company severely compromised. He must have hated the pair of us.
I don't think it was personal. I don't even think he's untypical of what this planet does to people.
The evidence has been uploaded to the company mainframe and processed. You are free to go, Overtech Chenka.
Thanks, SV-72. You took a massive risk on me. I'm very grateful.
It was the logical thing to do.
No, it wasn't. It was the right thing to do. Big difference.
I need a drink. You coming?
Why did you steal my ID? What were you going after?
Yeah. It was vital that I found the Data Wraith.
To exonerate me?
Obviously. And Sorkov agreed to initiate a meeting with Lish Tus if I could track down the Data Wraith.
Right. So, which was it? My exoneration or a meeting with Lish Tus?
Getting you freed was always my number one priority.
Was it?
Of course!
Okay. If you say so.
What's that supposed to mean? Tula! Tula! Sorkov, it's me. I've got some news for you.
You've discovered Skellen's the Data Wraith?
How do you know that? Oh, come on. This has been a setup from the start, hasn't it? You've made me jump through hoops when you knew it was Skellen all along.
Calm down, Liv. We had no idea.
Then how did you know I'd identified him? You know there's an enforcement unit being mobilised to arrest him.
Well, they won't find him. He's not at home.
Oh, it's just like Skellen. He's probably in the Tarantula Nebula by now.
You obviously haven't seen the news feeds tonight. Skellen's body was found out in the desert. He'd been shot, close range.
No way. By who?
We don't have a clue. You didn't like him much, did you?
What? It wasn't me. I mean, I didn't like him, but I didn't want him dead.
Frankly, we don't care either way. He was an unscrupulous man who overplayed his hand. We're more interested in you, or rather, Lishtus's.
I hope this is going where I think it's going.
I'm afraid you don't get to know where you're going. The location is a closely guarded secret, which must be protected. But don't worry, I have some instructions for you. I'd like you to listen carefully.
Good. You're conscious again.
Well, it's debatable. Ow. You think I'd have been smart enough not to use a neural stunner? There are more fun ways of knocking myself out. Must have been unconscious for hours. Wait, are you who I think you are? What's on my head?
Lishtus, I understand you've been looking for me. Hold still. I'll take off the headband.
Is it too much to ask what you might have done to my brain while I was unconscious?
These days we need to be absolutely sure that people are who they say they are.
So what is it? A mind scanner?
Along those lines. You'll be amazed at what's being developed outside the company research laboratories.
Really? Because I'd heard you were a company woman through and through.
Perhaps once, a long time ago. And what about you, Livchenka? You've something of Apache employment history, to say the least.
Oh, I'm an all-rounder. I like to try new things.
Including defying the laws of physics? Some of these long-haul trips. It's hard to pin down your timeline.
Tell me about it.
I think the Chenka sisters could be an asset to the cause.
The cause being?
The liberation of Kaldor. You've caught a glimpse of what's been going on. These robots can supersede their programming. Time and again there have been Vox even, capable of independent decision-making, intuitive leaps, human emotion.
That's a stretch, isn't it? Robots respond to their surroundings within certain parameters. None of them's going to go off and invent the wheel.
If only you knew.
What? You mean?
What's emotion, if not a complex response to external stimulus? The robots can be more than what they were made to be. Who do you think designed this equipment?
No way.
We are the start of a new civilization, and I'm looking to find a safe haven for us.
You're taking people off-world.
Evolving robots, sympathetic company workers, citizens who want something better. Anyone we are convinced can be of help. You're one of us, Liv. We need to get you away from Kaldor.
And Tula?
She would be a huge asset to our project. Her record with the company speaks for itself. I would love your sister to join us.
Wait. I've seen your medical records. You shouldn't be here. Not like this. When you were talking about your brilliant new age, you said we.
Imagine, Liv, the next stage of evolution after humanity. We create the robots? What might they go on to do?
I've seen it. The company, harvesting data, digital existence hijacked and monetized. They steal from the dead.
No, I'm not talking about the company. What if it's humans and evolved AIs working together? Imagine replicating a complete human consciousness, creating a new form of life.
That's not possible.
It is if the robots can take control of their own evolution. I told you, they built this equipment. It's far beyond anything in the company labs. It can map entire human brains, memory engrams, personality matrices.
Is that what you were doing to me?
I was making sure you were who you claimed to be. I'd never do anything more without permission. I know what you did with your father's data.
He'd never have wanted that. Not on the company's terms.
So set your own terms. Tell me again. What is it you want?
Thank you. You have been listening to The Robots, The Janus Deception, written by Robert Whitelock. Livchenka was played by Nicola Walker. Tulichenka, Claire Rushbrook. Skellen, SV-72, Robert Whitelock. Vash Sorkoff, John Coleshaw. Graf Kiran, Deep Blue, Sarah Lambie. Virtual AI, Tracy Wiles. Other roles played by members of the cast. The director, Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design, Joe Kramer and Kristen Simpson. Music, Joe Kramer. Script editor, John Dorney. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.
I am John Dorney and I am the script editor.
No, things are better between us now. He's actually letting me conduct my own investigation into the data breach.
Really? Well, he's an unlikely ally.
No, that run-in with the SOK seems to have shaken him. He'll be under pressure from the board to get prosecution. He's taken a big risk backing me.
Well, good old Skellen. Never thought I'd say that.
The final story is The Janus Deception by Rob Whitelock. Rob's been with us since series one. He did another story for series three, and this is his third. He's our most used robots writer, and also he is brilliant in it as well, playing Skellen.
My name is Robert Whitelock, and I am the writer of The Janus Deception.
I'll see what we can do to expedite things. My agents will be in touch. It seems Kaldor is finally about to wake up.
The appeal of this series to me, oh, how I love the robots of death and Kaldor and everything Kaldoran. I'm going to start with the actors, actually. I have had such a blast writing for Nicola Walker and Claire Rushbrook, particularly their relationship, because they've got such a fabulous relationship in real life, that it's so easy to transfer the characters of Liv and Tula onto them and write for them. That is a joy. And the fact that I get to act with them as well inside that is sublimely wonderful. The world of Kaldor itself, if you've been influenced by things like 2000 AD, writers like William Gibson or John Wagner, or I could name so many, Philip K. Dick, those sorts of people, then creating the world of Kaldor along those slightly cyberpunky lines, again, it's just joyful. Creating this world and these characters and their direction and their arc, it's just been a fantastic experience, and I'm so grateful for it.
Hi, my name is Joe Kramer, and I write the music for The Robots. Robert Whitelock has been a favorite actor of mine in the Big Finish projects that I've worked on. I think I first came across him on Transference, and since then have really enjoyed his performance as Skellen in The Robots, as well as the scripts that he's written for The Robots. And I was sad to see Skellen come to such an end in this episode. Although in this show, you know, he may be back next season as a robot, who knows?
One of the things we were considering when we were developing this box set was, do we keep Skellen on? And we allowed Rob to make the decision. And Rob took the perhaps surprising decision for an actor to kill himself off, which was quite exciting. It does up the stakes. It does indicate that things are moving on to another level now.
The really great thing about having a recurring role in an ongoing series is that you get quite a run-up on the work. One of the hardest things that any actor will tell you is that the day playing is it's the hardest thing to do. Actors drop in all the time and do stuff, and the audience would never know that they were just there for the day and didn't know anybody and had to do their stuff in that kind of way. The greatest thing about being a running character is that you don't just get a sense of the character, you also get a sense of the actors and the director and the producer and the engineers and all that sort of stuff. So you feel very comfortable and at home. So when you feel very comfortable and at home as an actor, it becomes much easier to create. So that's a big thing. Also, because I've been a writer on this series, I don't just get to know what Skellen's journey is I get to plot it myself. And in this episode, of course, me and John Dorney talked about maybe we would kill Skellen off, and I jumped at the opportunity. So I got to actually plot his demise, and in coordination with Sarah's script, we wove it so towards the end of Skellen's journey, his whole journey starts to get very wibbly-wobbly. You don't know which way he's going to go. And actually, it turns out that he's been duplicitous all along, and he meets with a very miserable end.
I'm Claire Rushbrook, and I'm playing Tulachenka.
Nicola Walker, and I play Livchenka.
They couldn't have picked a better person to frame.
I can build an optical drive with metal scraps and a soldering iron. I put together a whole CPU, given 48 hours and a socket set.
But when it comes to socio-virtuality, you don't even know what a tumble is.
It's not great, is it? I love playing Tula because I get to, you know, affect a sort of blasé control of being absolutely on top of technology and it being her absolute forte. And although actually, yeah, even within this story, there are things that completely sort of flummox her. But oh, as to myself in real life, you guys know when we're setting up to record, I'm not hopeless, but certainly I'm lacking severely in confidence, because it is, you know, I'm just a bit too old to have been, no, that's not an excuse, because people my age are excellent at it. It's just not caught my imagination. So I'm still, yeah, bashing away at keyboards and pulling on random leads and trying to plug things into random places without any real order or skill. But yeah, I think I just blag it, and I think I might get away with it. As long as you press record, it's okay, isn't it?
The dynamic of the sisters is always fun and interesting to play with, not only in editing of the performances and the sound effects, but also with music. You know, in the early episodes, there was some room for some slightly comic music because of their banter. It's felt as we move along that that kind of music has seemed less and less appropriate for the stories. There's a little bit of it in story one or two of this box set, with some lighter moments in the music to help offset some of the heavier concepts and themes that we're dealing with from a storytelling point of view.
I failed quite a lot yesterday in the script. I spent a lot of the episode trying to save my sister and really not succeeding. And I think it's interesting that Liv is like, see herself as, you know, Tula's protector. She'll be there and save her. But Tula found her way out yesterday from that script. She had all the tools to get herself out of the situation. I did try, didn't I? Liv did. She gave it a good go.
Oh yeah. I mean, Tula certainly feels that, you know, Liv's absolutely got her back and there for her. But you know, these are challenging situations.
Challenging times.
Challenging times. Much like Nicola and I in real life, we occasionally save each other from challenging situations and trying times.
One thing that's nice about the audio drama genre, as opposed to a film or a TV show, is that in a TV show, if two characters are sort of bickering with each other, there's a lot of body language, there's elements of framing, and the visual component, in other words, that helps us understand that even though these characters are maybe being snarky with each other, they care about each other. In the audio drama, we don't have that visual component. And the audio component can sometimes really convince us that these characters don't like each other, when in fact they do. And so I have a little more latitude with the music to amplify the feelings that were missing because of the absence of the vocal element. So, you know, in a TV show or a movie, I might not push so hard on certain elements in the emotional spectrum, if you will. But in the audio drama, I feel a responsibility to help amplify certain things that the audience would miss because the visual component isn't there.
My favourite part of that script was the name trick, which is just perfect and beautiful. has a very good, that has such a good reveal on it for being an anagram. I love things like that. And I didn't spot it when I read the script the first time. I didn't, you know, I didn't bat an eyelid. It just sounds like a normal sort of kind of strange name we say a lot in Doctor Who scripts. And then there's that lovely anagram reveal. Very clever.
No results for Alkanet Hook.
It's probably an alias. Run analytics and variables on Alkanet Hook.
One relevant match. Alkanet Hook is an anagram of Tulachenka.
Ah.
Oh, brilliant.
I'm Sarah Lambie and I play Graf Kiran, Deep Blue, and the robot V11. Graf Kiran feels to me like the sort of classic, strong, feisty woman in a position of power. I've made her quite angry, quite humourless. But I think there's more to her underneath. And I think she's impressed by people in whom she sees herself reflected. I think she definitely has a connection of sorts with Liv, even though she's irritated by her ability to get through the firewalls, as it were.
This is John Coleshaw, and I am playing Sorkoff, or the latest sort of incarnation of him, in a sense.
What were you thinking, charging in like that?
You suggested I walk in the front door.
I was being sarcastic. You of all people should have picked up on that.
This story does reflect so much of what seems to be happening in this present era of the 21st century. The way that algorithms and artificial intelligence is just perhaps loosening, one could feel. It's ever so slightly detaching from its moorings, and there will come a time when it will have its independence. The idea that a personality, that somebody's mood and soul and way of being can be compressed into something electronic, something digital, some kind of algorithm by which you can exist. It does reflect a feeling right now that makes some folks a little nervous. There's a sense of unpredictability that we'd better manage this correctly. Otherwise, good grief, what sort of dystopia could follow on? So it really does chime with the present era, I think. When you think of your own thoughts, in a sense, if in your mind you imagine an orchestra playing your favourite piece, if you imagine a happy memory of a summer's day looking at Red Admiral butterflies flying over buddleia trees in some country setting, and you think of your loved ones, your favourite people through your life, all of these feelings and emotions, they're all electric impulses in our brain, really. That's what they come down to. Consciousness down to electrical impulses in the brain. I wonder if there are other... Maybe there's other ways in which that can exist. Maybe that's partly what ghosts are. Maybe that's... Dear, oh dear, oh dear. I never expected to go on to this, but dear, oh dear. But we get this sort of thing happening in the story. Emotions and consciousness turned into an algorithm, turned into some sort of electronic chip. Oh, we'd better be careful, you know. We'd better be careful. This is how it starts.
This is different. Bigger. Coordinated. Company-wide.
What makes you think that?
Evidence. Contacts. Resources. It all points to a massive, full-scale assault.
How soon?
It could be days.
And you want off-world. Probably a wise idea. You haven't exactly been discreet.
David Collins. I adored, once again, the way he played with such elegance and precision in The Robots of Death. I think his acting style, in a sense, probably had an enormous influence on the whole of that story, really. I think a lot of that elegance, the sense of movement in the robots, how graceful they were, and the sense as if a Cyberman had tried to upgrade Mozart and hadn't quite managed it, and it stayed sort of partway through. Mozart fought back a bit, and I don't know, maybe the robots could have been created in such a manner. But I think David's elegance and style and flair in the way he played the character. I think that really did feed into and perhaps influence the whole of that story, and still does now, always will.
We also wanted to tie together the Tooze and Pool storyline with the Chenka sisters plotline, which we've been planning for a while, and also at the same time taking the time to write out Pool, because obviously the sad loss of David Collings. So that was the thing we'd always been building to, I think, throughout the first four series. So hopefully it feels very strongly now like we've come to the end of ish of one arc and then are going to build off into the next batch, which I'm very excited to see where they're going.
I get to speak to Tooze right at the end of the episode. It's an interesting relationship, that one. And she's, you know, expecting Tooze to be draining her brain of all information, but Tooze is after something, or offering something, far more complicated. It's very interesting.
I'm particularly excited that the Robots series has expanded from four sets to six. It's really an epic story. It's spanning this entire planet in all aspects of its culture. And, you know, another six stories, I think, really give this series a lot of room to grow, room to breathe, to develop. It's been interesting for me because I like to score as an audience from the perspective of the audience. That is to say, I generally prefer to react to what I'm hearing with the music rather than sort of direct or impose something on the with the music on the scene that isn't there. In the sense that, you know, I try not to manipulate, well, I mean, I suppose we all manipulate the audience to a degree, but I try not to be sort of oppressive about that. The point being, I don't know where the series is headed. I find out where the story has gone when I get the episodes from Big Finish and begin working on them. I like that. It keeps me in suspense as much as it keeps the audience in suspense. And, you know, I trust Ken and David to let me know if the music is in some way committing us to something that is going to be contradicted later. Because I don't always know what's coming up ahead, and they do. And I trust them to make sure I don't paint us into a corner with the music.
We'll be right back. Thank you.